Catholic Insider, July 5th, 2005. Hey everybody, how are you doing? You are listening to the Catholic Insider. I'm Father Roderick. Welcome to all the old listeners, and welcome to the new listeners who have signed up for this podcast via the new iTunes 4.9 directory. The upcoming days, I've got a couple of new podcasts from Rome in store for you. And today, I'll take you back to the huge Vatican Palazzo of Vatican Radio for a short visit to meet some old friends. The weather in Rome is still beautiful. The afternoon sun is hot outside on the Via della Conciliazione, the big avenue that leads to the Vatican. And I am going to start my soundseeing tour right at the beginning of the Via della Conciliazione, in front of the building of Vatican Radio. Enjoy. I'm now on the busy Piazza Pia, in front of the building of Vatican Radio. And I'm tempted to just hop in there and see if Sister Janet is there, or Francesca Bani, the webmaster of the website of 105 Live, the English program of Vatican Radio, to basically get an update about their experiences with podcasting. The Vatican has been podcasting for several months now, and it would be interesting to know how their experience is until now, if they got many subscribers, and if they get any feedback from the listeners. So I might just hop in and see if they're there. I'm not sure, though.
Lei voleva parlare con Sister Janet.
O Francesca.
C'è anche Francesca, mi peccato. C'è il padre Rodri. Non lo facciamo salire. Grazie. Allora, mi sta dicendo che Sister Janet è in box a registrare.
Ah, ok.
Francesca è sua, è quella che mi ha risposto al telefono, ma lei fra 5 minuti deve uscire.
Ok.
Può comunque salire, c'è anche Catherine, può salire tranquillamente.
Oh, ok, grazie. So I'm now in the building of Vatican Radio, and Francesca has to leave in a couple of minutes. And Sister Janet is currently recording. So she's not available. I just wanted to just move up there and say hi. It would be a shame to be in Rome and not say hi. This is third floor. I always lose track. No, so I have to go.
C'est ça, c'est le troisième.
Oui.
Oui, c'est ça. Donc 105 Live est par là.
Oui, là-bas au bout, quatrième.
Ok. Ils m'ont dit que c'était ici, enfin.
Non, c'est au-dessus.
C'est au-dessus?
Ah oui.
Ah ben. I always get lost in this labyrinth. So huge. It's a bit cooler here in the building, but still, it's really summertime. Let's see if someone is here. Here's the studio of 105 Live. Francesca Sali? Oh no, Francesca?
Francesca Bani?
Bani? Sì?
No, aspetta.
Sul terzo piano?
Sì.
Ma dove devo andare? Perché è molto grande.
Tutto CD1.
Spero che non disturbo troppo.
Catherine! Is Francesca there?
Ciao!
Hello! I'm Father Roderick. I don't think we've ever met, right?
No, but I just contact via the email.
Right,
and I
asked right.
You for an interview.
Yes.
And you said you were really busy.
I remember, and you had to leave for the United States, or I don't know. I remember.
But I was wondering if you are in now and you're waiting for Sister Janet, and she's going to be back from an interview in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
And while she's there, maybe I can interview you.
Sure. Sure, no, no problem. Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
I didn't come to interview Sister Janet, but just to, you know, okay, say hello. I'm in town for a couple of days, so I thought, you know.
How's everything going? All the work?
Well, perfect. It's a lot of work.
A lot of work, yeah.
But the whole podcasting phenomenon is growing very, very quickly
right now. You're the point of reference now for a lot of people, you know? I mean,
at least for religious podcasters. Yeah. It's amazing. I'm getting hundreds of emails each week and people writing me.
I put people in touch with you if that's okay.
Sure,
because
no
problem. When I was in New York too, I met the Steubenville crew who have the NGOvoice.com.
Okay.
And they were doing podcasting, and I said, well, you were doing
really?
Too. And then they mentioned your name
I know
to
them.
Me.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, well, that's how we're doing it too. So
it's a small world, you know.
Well, it is when it comes to the Catholic world. It can be very small at times.
Yeah. But it's great to see the impact. I mean, it's growing and growing. And it's also almost like a testimony to be present as a church, as
absolutely.
Catholic Church, and as a priest
well,
in this world.
That's
amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's why I studied media. I thought, well, how can you change the world? You can't be a politician. You can, but not
sure.
to the same extent. Maybe the government of the world is the media, isn't it? You know, and that's...
Yeah. And one person can have such an incredible...
Voice. Well, if the church should be having a bigger voice and should have better media policies and they have a comprehension.
Yeah.
They were the ones that started it. I mean, they with the
definitely,
printing,
definitely.
With the Vatican Radio, everything. And then suddenly they just dropped backwards and backwards further the media.
Or we started to consider the media as the evil,
the evil
enemy that we have to avoid at all costs.
Because we just didn't know how to use it.
Exactly.
We just didn't know how to use it. So
you get
piano,
afraid.
Piano, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully we're coming back on board now.
Yeah. Hey, ciao Francesca. Come stai?
Bene.
Good to see you. Very good. I was just in town, so I thought I cannot, you know, walk by this building without dropping in and saying hello, just to say hello.
No, yeah, sure.
So how are you doing?
Okay,
not too much work?
No, not at the moment.
Do you have any idea how the Vatican podcasting is
going,
developing? How many subscribers do you have?
I really don't know at the moment. I have to check, but it's improving.
And I get a lot of reactions to the programs of the Vatican because people write me, you know, because they know that I know you. So they,
what do they think about it?
They like it. They really like it. People like the fact that it's there is a diversity of topics in one program, you know, so they like it's short, it's and the fact that it's half an hour for most people it's perfect because that's the time they take to go to work, so they listen in the car.
You have to tell Catherine.
I will
I'll be 1 second. We just discovered a new, maybe you've seen it, Father,
I don't know
it's a new way of recording with this thing here.
Okay.
And
wow.
Just trying to get it into our
I've
system.
Never seen that equipment. What is it?
And that imports. Sorry, you have to click on the import generator
import.
There.
Okay.
Yeah, so that should have brought it
what,
in there.
What, the world?
Yeah, exactly. It should have brought it in there. Kelly Park 1, exactly.
Okay,
so is it working fine?
And
these are your track marks, you see? It loads the track marks on as well.
Right.
Okay, so let me delete that last file then. And you have to then deactivate
that's recorder,
the USB.
Yeah, it's a recorder, but I'm scared stupid that I think I've got
it's brilliant.
It's brilliant if you know how it works.
Have you ever seen it?
Never seen it, no.
It's wonderful.
Never seen
it's wonderful.
It's small.
Yeah.
I've only seen either the mini discs or the flash players, but they're really bad because
yeah,
it's like
really
a microphone. You can put it like
okay. And
it works.
I don't have hard recording, but to be honest, and then I can't walk away.
No,
no
moving parts.
It's like a microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's all in one. It's a microphone
and
a recording device.
You can use the mic, a separate directional.
Yeah. But the quality is just like a real
Father
studio.
Father Roderick's behind all the podcasts.
Hi. Father Michael Kelly.
Pleased to meet you. You're working here also.
Yes, well, I'm here anyway.
Yeah.
I'm a worker.
Working is...
I'll leave that to interpret the interpretation of my colleagues.
We'll talk about it when you're gone.
Came over the air. I believe in destiny and a reason why we both were there. So we talked about all the dreams we had, and I said one day you'd go far. But before we end of the sunset on the boulevard. Don't wanna spend another night on the shore. Wanna spend it uptown with you. Meet me at Mills at a quarter to four, and we'll order the same thing we always do. And I hope I'm not being too direct. You know I never mean you any harm. But before we leave, would you promise me another sunset on the boulevard? Before we leave, would you promise me another sunset on the boulevard? Can't you see it as it slowly closes out each day? Cause I'm a believer, girl, that all good things must come to an end. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, the sunsets never make me feel this way, cause I've seen so many in my time. And it comes down to you at the end of my day. How you always made me smile. And I knew there was one little moment when we read into each other's hearts. And we knew right then we would someday spend another sunset on the boulevard. And we knew right then we would someday sunset on the boulevard. Another sunset, sunset, sunset on the boulevard. Another sunset, sunset, sunset on the boulevard. Another sunset, sunset, sunset on the boulevard. Then we would someday spend another sunset on the boulevard.
And I'm standing outside Vatican Radio again. And it was very nice to meet with Catherine and Francesca Bani. And Catherine actually interviewed me for Vatican Radio. So we had an interview for about 15 minutes about podcasting, about what I did for the Catholic Insider, how it came about that the Vatican got into podcasting, and also about the potential of podcasting for the Church and for the message that the Church tries to get out. It's really cool to see that all these young people working here at Vatican Radio see the potential of this new medium, and lots of ideas over here about how to expand this whole new medium. And according to Sister Janet, it's also a great way to, you know, have an alternative for the shortwave radio signal, which is for a lot of countries the only means of listening to the programs of Vatican Radio. And the quality of shortwave radio, of course, is very bad. And if you can deliver your programs in good quality in the form of MP3s to people who have an internet connection, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can really get the same quality as the people here in Italy listening to the FM frequencies. So for them it's really an opportunity, and I think it's slowly going to evolve and expand here, even though for many people, of course, also in the Vatican, it's still a very new medium, and of course not everybody immediately sees the advantages and the revolution that podcasting is causing right now in the field of radio. It was a great interview, and well, I'll let you know when it's on the air. Lots of traffic here. It's rush hour, actually. People really want to go home, and The noise is incredible always in the streets here. But I'm just going to continue my tour through the streets of Rome, just walk around and describe what I see. And in my next podcast, I will continue my tour through the streets of Rome, and we will visit one of the most beautiful squares in Rome. And I've got a peculiar story about the big fountain in the middle of that square. So hopefully see you next time on the Catholic Insider podcast. You can see the photos I made in Rome on the website of the Catholic Insider on www.catholicinsider.com, and you can see them by clicking on photos in the menu. Mail me your feedback at catholicinsider@gmail.com or leave a comment in the forums of the Catholic Insider website. Have a great day, see you next time, and God bless. Bye-bye.